Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on Gold Radio Cafe. It's Friday, June 21st, 2013, and welcome to the Gold and Silver Financial Review. My name is Bosco Kacharovich, and this program is brought to you by Central Metals, your gold and silver bullion dealer. We're located here in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, and our website is centralmetalscorp.com. Our phone number is 800-649-6722. We will be accepting email questions during the program, and you can direct those to mail at centralmetalscorp.com. Unfortunately, folks, Jeff Dunphy will not be able to join us today. He's dealing with the flood in Alberta. Apparently, they have a lot of rain and things are being flooded, so he's dealing with that right now. So we're going to have kind of a short program, but there's a lot of things to talk about. Let's start off with some quotes here. Obviously, as many of you have probably already seen, the markets are down quite a bit based on Bernanke's statements at the Fed on Wednesday. And we have now the S&P 500 is down 8.5. It's at 1,579. The Dow Jones is down below 15,000. It's actually at 14,707. It's down 51 today. Crude oil is down $1.79 at $93.35. And gold, which has been crushed about 5% in the past few days, is actually up today, $6.50. It's at $1,294.52. Silver, which is also now trading below $20, it's at $19.90. It's up about $7 today. Wednesday and Thursday, we've seen the precious metals markets get attacked. This is par for the course. The markets, everything is going down, and of course the U.S. dollar is going up versus the Canadian dollar. It's up about 2% in the past few days. Folks, again, I know I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but this is a tremendous buying opportunity. We've had many international investment gurus come out and say that they're buying, namely Mr. Jim Rogers, who was interviewed by, it looks like a website called Hard Asset Investor. And Jim Rogers apparently is a buyer of gold in this market at these levels. He also says that if the market goes down more, he's going to be buying more. So basically, we also put up a link to an article discussing this gold market. And really, it's nothing to be really too concerned about, because you really still have your gold, okay? When you take it in comparison to other currencies. Now, you know, the first thing what most of us have to realize is that gold is money, okay? Now, when you're comparing gold to other forms of savings or other currencies, over the past 2 or 3 years, in various different currencies, the U.S. dollar, Canadian dollar, the euro, gold is pretty much unchanged in the past 3 years. Okay, so your savings, its performance as a store of value, is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Okay, the only currency that gold is significantly higher over the past few years is the Japanese yen. And the reason for that is Japan Central Bank has come out this year and said that they're going to be monetizing significantly. So gold versus the Japanese yen is much higher. So people in Japan are going to be moving into gold, I believe, in if they haven't already started, they're going to be moving into gold and out of the yen. And this is some of the advice that Kyle Bass, the hedge fund manager in Texas, also recommended. There's a video of his on our website that we posted this week, and he discusses Japan and the United States and what's going on with their bond market and so on, and their currency. So his advice to Japanese citizens was to get out of the yen. Well, if you're getting out of the yen, you have to go into something, and I believe the best place to be for the Japanese citizens would be in gold to protect their purchasing power. And the same holds true for us here in Canada and the United States. Central banks around the world are going to continue to print. I know that Bernanke came out this week and he said that they're going to taper, another new buzzword, the quantitative easing program, but I can't see how they're going to do that. The markets are down. Unemployment is high. Decent jobs, manufacturing jobs, production jobs have all mostly been shipped overseas to China. And in the U.S., there is it's a consumer economy. Now, the problem is that when you're jobless, you have no money, you're not going to be consuming, so that's going to put stress on China, which is true. I'm sure that we'll see a correction in China. But ultimately, folks, you know, what you want to move to is a strategy that's going to protect your wealth, okay? And we've had lots of news now about what's happening in Detroit. I go to Detroit quite often, and it's right across the river here, and I know that when we used to interview Bob Chapman on this program, he would always talk about people living under a bridge. He said, prepare now or else you're going to be living under a bridge. Well, I can tell you for a fact, when you drive down in the highways in Detroit, you see people living under a bridge. There's a number of places where, you know, you see it looks to me like there's a number of people. It's almost like a community of homeless people living under a bridge in Detroit. And what they're going through right now in Detroit is pretty much austerity measures. They've hired a, what is it called here? They hired someone to handle the debt crisis in New York, in Detroit, sorry. And what they're doing is, they're having a problem. The city is having a problem with their tax revenue because of high unemployment. So, and they have a debt to a number of banks. And what's happening over there is that the city workers are going to get squeezed. In this article, it explains that the trash collection jobs are going to be privatized. Okay, so the people that are working for the city picking up trash is going to be privatized, and those people are going to be losing their jobs. They're saying here in this report that there's going to be cuts in the water and sewage system, cuts in the healthcare benefits, municipal employees, retirees, and possibly lowering of pension payments. And, you know, this is going to be a major problem when you have the city workers, that includes the police department and the fire department, when you start cutting their health care benefits and their pensions, you know, you can imagine what's going to happen with those kind of services. Your house is burning down. Well, the fireman says, well, sorry, I'm not getting paid for it. So they're just going to let the house burn down. Or if someone's getting mugged or robbed, policemen are just going to turn a blind eye. You know, this is how these things start, and, you know, there's a potential for for protests and rioting and so on. So there's a common theme in American economics that says, you know, as goes General Motors, goes America. Well, downtown Detroit is the headquarters of General Motors right now, and we can see that Detroit is falling apart, which is goes hand in hand with what's going on in America. And one of the things that is outlined in this article, I downloaded it from Global Research, actually, apparently comments that were made in these meetings in Detroit are basically they're saying regarding what's happening in the economy and the financial industry and so on, they're attacking capitalism. And it says here, capitalism today is an economic system that has run its course, and its capacity to adapt to current realities and necessities for domestic and global conditions. Capitalism in the 21st century cannot provide full employment, a guaranteed annual income, quality education for all, public services, adequate health care, public transportation, food security, to all working people within society. So they're using capitalism as an excuse for their failures. Folks, just in case you didn't know, when a company fails and the government is convinced to bail them out, that's not capitalism. So we don't have capitalism. I'm sick and tired of listening to all these people who are attacking capitalism, and they want to turn our country into some type of hybrid of socialism. Well, when the government is bailing out companies and bailing out banks, okay, the burden is placed on you, the taxpayer. Okay, everybody knows that. All these bail-ins and so on, ultimately it's the taxpayer that's responsible, because how does the government make money? Government makes money on tax revenue. Well, what's happening in Detroit? The tax revenue is going down because employment and jobs are being shipped overseas. Okay, and who's left to pay the bill? Well, the taxpayers through taxes. Well, how are you going to pay taxes if you don't have a job? This is the problem. So what they're attempting on a national scale here, I think what they're attempting to do is change our capitalist system. What they intend to make it like, who knows, but when the government is bailing out a business, instead of the business or the bank failing, okay, what capitalism is supposed to work like is if you fail in business, you give up your ownership and you fail, and companies that are doing well will pick up your assets and turn it around. Okay, but not so in America. Companies can fail, and then they could just ask the government for support, and they can continue on doing what they're doing that caused them to fail in the first place. So it's not a capitalist system that we have. So these people that are attacking capitalism and saying that it's capitalism's fault are completely wrong, because that's not how capitalism works. So regardless, we have gold and silver is down significantly. Will it go down more? Nobody really knows. I can tell you right now it's down about 33% from its high in 2011, which is quite a bit. But sometimes markets correct 50%. So from the 2011 high, gold was around 1925, a 50% correction would bring gold down to 962. Well, I don't know if those numbers are achievable or not. A 50% correction sounds pretty severe to me, but you know, could we see around 1200 or 1100? It's possible, but the question you have to ask yourself, folks, do you want to take that chance? I mean, we're obviously down 33% now. If you're not in this market, it's probably a good time to get in. I mean, we haven't seen these numbers for about 3 years now, So obviously gold is trading at a discount, okay, especially in U.S. dollar terms. So consider this a good buying opportunity, and, you know, you don't necessarily have to go all in, okay? If you have funds available, this might be a good time to start buying. Maybe put 20 or 30% of the funds you intend to put in the gold market, put 20 or 30% in now, and if the market goes lower, put a little bit more in. And if it goes even lower, put a little bit more in, okay? Because eventually, it's impossible, and history proves that all fiat paper currencies end up going to zero, okay? And the central banks, the Federal Reserve included, is going to continue to print money. What Bernanke says, I think, is just Alice in Wonderland talk, and because there is no way with the debt situation, the U.S. has trillions and trillions of dollars of debt. The unemployment situation is a disaster. There's no other way that they can support the market unless they print money, okay? And the result of printing money is going to be inflation, okay? So with high inflation, history has proven through all the hyperinflation periods, whether you pick Weimar Republic in Germany or what happened in Argentina, okay, gold ends up being the place to be to save your value of your money. Okay, so ultimately, you're not going to use your gold coins or your gold bars to go trade and buy groceries. You're still going to use your gold and convert it to whatever the currency is of the day, convert it to whatever that currency is, and do your transactions with that currency, whether it's a digital currency or paper currency. Who knows what they're going to come up with in the future. But you can be rest assured that your gold is going to maintain a stable value, okay, over the course of a hyperinflation or a depressionary environment, okay? In a depressionary environment, when prices of goods and services are collapsing, the gold price will go down too, but it'll go down much less than other investments or other forms of money. So gold historically has maintained its value. It's been the best item as a store of value in history. And right now, at these prices, it's a great buying opportunity. So, you know, you should start accumulating. And, you know, if you have any questions, just give us a call at 800-649-6722. You can also send us an email at mail@centralmetalscorp.com. And we do have a number of different products available. You could go to our website. Most of our product list is on there. We can get sometimes unique products that aren't on our list, but you know, now is not the time to start looking for specialty or collector coins. That market has its place, but you want to be diversified. You want to have gold and silver bullion. You want to have other tangible investments. And please, folks, understand what you're investing in. Okay, don't just go and send your money to some online dealer that you don't know or haven't talked to. Investigate. Do your due diligence. You know, if you want to compare prices, call a few different dealers and compare prices. And whoever you're more comfortable with, you know, you can deal with them. We do whatever we can to service our clients. You know, we provide this radio show. We provide other value-added services like our Vault Services account, which is you can store your gold and silver in Canada, the United States, Switzerland, Singapore. Singapore has become a very popular place now for people to store their gold and silver. We already have a number of clients that we deal with that store their gold and silver in Singapore. So we have Vault Services available in many countries in Europe, in Asia, North America, a couple places in Africa. But each place that you're storing your gold and silver, you know, there's different tax issues that we have to deal with. Currently, Singapore has the same rules as Canada, for example, that there's no taxes on physical gold and silver as long as it meets the investment grade quality that's set out by the London Bullion Market Association. So, and those numbers are 99.5% for gold purity level and 99.9% for silver. So if the gold and silver that you plan on storing meets those purity levels, then there's not going to be any taxes sending your gold or picking it up in Singapore. And it's just part of a diversification strategy. You can have some of your gold stored in Canada, some of it stored in Singapore, and it's all 100% fully insured and 100% allocated in your name. Our service is unique in the industry. We're one of the only vault services dealers that offers our clients personal visits. You can visit your gold at any time. There's no big fee or anything. There's a small window fee by the security company, and you can visit every month if you like to verify that your gold is being stored in the vault. So that's one of the value-added services that we offer here at Central Metals Corp. And if you want more detailed information, you can just give us a call at 800-649-6722. I did meet with one of my coin dealers locally here, and apparently there are some fake silver pandas that are being circulated. He said he came across some individual that tried to sell it. Also, the J&M silver bars, the one-ounce bars by J&M, he came across a fake one of those as well. So just, you know, a heads up, folks, be careful of where you're buying from and who you're buying from. The J&M silver bars, apparently, I guess they're not sealed in the plastic casing that they come in. So that's one way that you can, you know, check. The bars that J&M makes, the silver bars, come in a sealed plastic little case. Okay, it's like a heat-sealed case. It's the soft plastic. So, you know, sometimes people will cut that open and take it out, which I don't know why they would do that, but make sure that you're buying from reputable dealers and verify what you're buying. One of the things here at Central Metals Corp, our business model is designed to eliminate any chance of counterfeit or fake products entering our system because we don't offer walk-in clients. We don't accept business from somebody can't just walk into our office. You have to book an appointment. And anybody that wants to sell us gold and silver, if you're not a client and you didn't purchase it from us and we can't verify that, if you're just somebody that books an appointment with us and you want to sell it to us and we don't know who you are, well, you're going to have to wait 24 hours to receive money because we're going to send that gold and silver to a lab to be analyzed with an x-ray machine before you receive your money. So anybody that tries to pawn off any fake coins, they're probably not going to come in and visit me because we just don't pay out. You know, you're going to, those kind of things you'll probably find at pawn shops or small coin dealers where sometimes they'll give you cash for something on the spot. Well, here we don't give people cash on the spot. Any products that are require analysis, they're going to have to wait for it. So our business model is structured in a way to eliminate any chance of fake coins getting into our system. So one of the other things that we wanted to discuss today was also the rating agencies. Apparently, as well, in regards to the Detroit situation, in this article, they're talking about that that a lot of these financial instruments that have been circulating, mortgage-backed securities and municipal bonds and so on, which is part of the problem that what's going on in Detroit. It says here in this article, Detroit received a super downgrade on their bonds by Standard & Poor's and Moody's. Well, you know, these rating agencies have pretty much, I think, lost their credibility, or at least they should, over the past few years, because these are the same people that rated these AAA mortgage-backed securities in the U.S. They rated them AAA, meaning that their investment grade is very high, and then even if there's a depression, this is what a AAA rating is supposed to mean, is that even if a country goes into depression, that this investment will maintain its quality. Well, obviously, folks, we've seen that the mortgage industry is in the U.S. Already had their crisis, and we're still not recovering from it. And these rating agencies are the ones that established these AAA ratings for these securities. So obviously, these securities failed. So what good are these rating agencies? And besides the fact, when you look at the business model of these rating agencies, okay, what happens is a company will go to a rating agency to get a rating. And in order to get, let's say, a loan from a bank or a loan from the government. So if I'm a company and you know, I want to go to the bank and get a loan for my business. These big corporations, they, you know, banks don't go through analyzing the company's balance sheet, which I don't understand why. The bank has people that are just as qualified, so-called qualified, as these rating agencies. Why doesn't the bank just do their own analysis? But besides the fact, so these rating agencies, they issue these bond ratings on companies, what their bonds are good for. So basically, when you issue a bond, you're pretty much, you have to find a buyer of that bond, and the person who's buying that bond is guaranteed an interest rate, okay? So what the quality value of that bond is determined by these rating agencies. Well, you know, I know from personal experience how these companies work, because I know people in that industry. And when I first was introduced to this years and years ago, you know, I had the question, well, how do these rating agencies make money? If they're issuing these bonds and these ratings, you know, they must be respected by big corporations and big banks and so on. They must have some kind of a credibility to these ratings. Well, when the person working for these rating agencies told me that, well, the company that is asking for the rating, they're the ones who pay for it. Well, I mean, right there, that's a what do you want to call it? A scam. Because if I go to you and I need a rating, okay, and you look at my books and you say, well, we're only going to give you a B rating. Well, you know, as a paying customer, I'm going to say, well, that's not good enough. I'm going to go to another rating agency to see if I can get a better rating. Well, obviously, you know, you go to a rating agency and you give them, pay them, they're in the business to get customers. So, I mean, it would just make common sense that they would issue AAA ratings to whoever's the best paying customer, right? So how is that rating going to represent the true nature of that person's bonds or that corporation's bonds and the stability of that investment when the person paying for that rating is the customer, is the very corporation who the rating is being issued on? You know, they should have some kind of other system where ratings are issued by a government or an independent party or whatever, some other way. But why would anybody respect a rating issued by a rating agency if the customer that's being rated is the one that's paying for that rating? It doesn't make sense. So the credibility and the quality of these ratings, I really don't pay much attention to. Even though everybody knows that Detroit is falling apart, they issued a rating downgrade on Detroit. But, well, I mean, that's kind of obvious. So it's not like that they now discovered something new. Oh, my God, Detroit is going to get downgraded. Well, I mean, Detroit's been falling apart for many years. You know, why didn't they issue this rating a long time ago to warn people ahead of time? It's funny how all these economists and so-called agencies come out with this news when it's already happening and it's completely obvious. So, and same with Ben Bernanke's comments this week at the Fed. You know, he comes out saying that they're going to taper, they're going to apparently slow down on quantitative easing. And in the same paragraph, he says, well, if new information is brought to our attention, you know, we might change our decision. Well, what's the deal, Ben? Is it one or is it the other? You know, all these economists come up with a backdrop to their story so that if the opposite thing happens to what they're saying, then they're still covered. They said, well, we still added that disclaimer. Well, what are you saying then, Ben? Do you know what's going on or don't you? You know, are you going to save the economy or aren't you? You know, what do we have to do? So, again, folks, I mean, you have to do your own due diligence, and we're just, unfortunately, we're in an environment right now where you have to fully understand what you're invested in, be very careful and conservative with your money, and don't pay attention to mainstream media or myself. Do your own due diligence. You don't have to listen to what I say on this program or to what Jeff says, but do your own research. Invest in something that you're comfortable with and that you fully understand. It only makes sense, right? So with that, folks, we're going to close out the program, and we look forward to having Jeff join us again next week and get his insight on the action that's going on in the gold and silver market. And again, our website is centralmetalscorp.com, and our phone number is 800-649-6722. And we do have plenty of gold and silver bullion products available. We do ship globally in Canada and in the U.S. Mostly shipping is free, depending on the size of the order. In Canada, typically, depending how big your order is, the shipping could range from $10 to $15. But in the U.S., we have free shipping. And overseas, there's going to be shipping fees, and each place is different. So just give us a call, and we can give you a quote. So, again, thank you for joining us this week, folks. And this is Bosco Kacharovich of Central Metals Corp. Signing off, and we'll talk to you again next Friday. Thank you. Goodbye.